My name is Jim Reedy. I'm Vice Chairman of Athenry Tidy Towns. I have been involved in working with the development of the 1916 commemorative garden here in Athenry to honour the people from around Athenry and South Galway who took part in the rising in 1916. We got the site from Athenry Community Council. The site is the exact site where Liam Mellows marshalled the volunteers and organised them in the lead up to the 1916 rising. Having got the site, then there was a decision to be made on what was going to go into the garden. And I think 99.9% of the materials used in the garden will be Irish. So we secured the stone from Sisk, who's building the road. And the stone came from the old stone walls from the fields around Athenry. We finally got the final plan from the garden from a guy called Anthony Ryan, who's the landscape architect. And he is an award-winning landscape artist. He won an award at Bloom's. Our original draft, Liam Heenan was involved in it, and Cormac O'Reilly himself was involved in the next draft, and after that we got the final plan. So to take you around the garden now, in your own mind, if you can visualise this, we enter the garden, and on the left-hand side as you enter, we're going to have a stone feature, which will feature a famine scene from the song The Fields of Athenry. It'll feature prison wall, it'll feature three birds flying over the famine wall, it'll feature corn growing outside the famine wall. Next view you'll see is another stone carving by Cormac O'Reilly, which will feature an eviction scene. So as you can see, there's a theme going along here. We had the famine, we had the evictions, and the next centrepiece of the whole garden will be Liam Mellows. Now, the people from Athenry National School, Pierce Coffey and his board of management, facilitated us greatly in having that bust of Liam Mellows repositioned in our garden. The bust of Liam Mellows was originally commissioned in 1966 to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Rising. So Liam Mellows, again, is the central point of the garden. Further on then, as you go around the garden, you will see a standing stone commemorating the diaspora na Galiva, all our people who left Galway from famine times. So that's on the left-hand side as you go in. Now, if we take on the right-hand side as you go in, if you look straight in front of you as you go in at the entrance, the first thing you're going to see is this standing stone with water bubbling up through it. Next thing you're going to see is a kind of, let's say, the architect calls it a sanctuary area or an area for reflection. The third thing you'll see is water bubbling up through a group of rocks and flowing down into a stream. The stream will be about a metre wide, and that will flow back down into the upstanding pool where the upstanding rock is, and then the whole lot will cascade down into a reservoir and it will be pumped back again. So as well as that, the garden walls will also be seating for people who want to sit and reflect on their journey through the garden and reflect on things past.